staff recommendations are the standard. So this is our Long Creek Bridge here at the bottom left. Amanda's the next to the last road to the north. I've got the parcel highlighted. So just a few photos of the home. I think the applicant provided some pictures also. And then just some history of the area. This home at the very end has had two separate special use permits for nightly rentals approved in the past, which, like Mr. Persinger said, or on their own, don't really form compatibility, but we usually give the Planning Commission the history they ask if there's any permitted ones in the area. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have the pictures that I sent, or do you all have the pictures
sent? Yeah, I sent this out, too. It's one letter that we got.
We've got pictures.
Okay. My name is David Crowdis. Our home is a single-family ranch home. Part of the home is an indoor swimming pool attached to the house, and the indoor pool area is approximately 1,000 square feet. We're converting it to a two-bedroom, two-bathroom mother-in-law suite. The area is part of our house but can be completely separated from our home by two separate security doors. If you look at attachment one, it shows the floor plan, what we are planning to do in the pool area. Attachment 2 shows the pool and how it's situated in there. We've hired architects, structural engineers, etc. Attachment 3 shows from the pool going into the house, there's stairs going into the house. We're going to wall that up with another security door on there, but the security door on there, it's made in such a way that it can open and be a part of the house as it looks here. And then we have the other door going into the home. And attachment 4 is from the home going out to the pool room. The policies to our nightly rentals will be strictly enforced. I have a sheet there that we'll use for people using the nightly rental. Now, regarding the previous denial by the commission, there were 3 points listed regarding the denial. The first point, as stated in the letter, I believe I sent you a copy of that too. That's on attachment 6. The letter says the denial was based on the planned additional living space proposed to the single-family home will not be consistent with the surrounding single-family homes, with the addition being used as a nightly rental unit. Now, the objection in December was from Tom Hubbard. He's here, my next-door neighbor. It was based on the covenants of the Oak Lake Estates. Page 2, Section 1 states, no lots shall be used except for residential dwelling house purposes. Since the commission's denial in December, the covenants, and I believe you have the first and second page of the covenants, it's been amended by the majority of the homeowners to allow nightly rentals. Out of 14 owners, 10 were in favor, only 2 opposed, 1 was unreachable, and 1 abstained. The amendment passed and is filed with the Recorder of Deeds. According to the amended covenants, nightly rentals are now allowed. Also, Eric and Kathy Arp at the end of Amanda, they have their conditional use permit, and they've had it for several years. As for the second point, as stated in the commission's letter, the nightly rental would not be compatible with the neighboring single-family homes due to the proposed site design. And as you can see in photograph A, B, and C, It shows the front of the house. The only change to the proposed site design is the addition of two windows and one side door that goes into that section of the house. Also shown, photo D is a neighbor, two doors down. They also have a side door going into their home. So as you can see, our site design is compatible with other neighboring homes. As for the third point, added traffic, attachment C, we have an electronic digital speed monitor as you enter the neighborhood. Our neighbors, Kathy and Eric Arp, who do have the conditional use permit, they've had it for years, and traffic was not a problem then, and it's not a problem now. So Tom, my next door neighbor, just built his home last year. He's the only one who opposed my request in December. Tom's opposition was due primarily because he felt my nightly rental would negatively affect his property values. And as you can see, I've got attachment H shows from a realtor here in town, and I know Tom has one that says just the opposite. So you've heard both views, I'm sure. My two neighbors next door to the south and two neighbors across the street all approved nightly rental on the amendment to the covenants, along with six others in the neighborhood. Our association of 13 homes is at the back end of Amanda Road. Amanda Road is a dead end from Spring Road to the end, with six part-time vacation homes and seven full-time residents as a part of Oak Lake Estates. My plan is to live in the home with the addition of the mother-in-law suite, but when the mother-in-law suite's not in use by the family and by my family and friends, then my preference is to do a nightly rental. As you can see, there's an entrance into the mother-in-law suite from the house and from the driveway, which makes it ideal for guests. There's two security doors and a firewall to completely separate the unit from the home if I choose to do so. Do you have any questions?
So you'll continue to live on this side, and then this side over here is going to be your, where the pool was, is going to be the...
Yes.
Yeah. Initially, it's a lockout.
Yeah, right.
Are you still going to build it, even if you don't get the conditional use permit?
No. Well, I don't think so. But that's still what we're trying to decide. Value of the house and so on, would it help the value of the house? We have to do something with the room. We just don't know what.
Okay. Here we go again. I don't think that they made an error in the as far as law goes.
Well, before we get too carried away, let's go ahead and...
I'm just in his opinion again.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Is there anybody that would like to speak on behalf of this project? This appeal, I mean. Anybody like to speak in opposition to this project or appeal? We'll state your name in about 5 minutes.
My name's Tom Hubbard. My wife Penny and I live at 575 Amanda Road, next door to David and Kathy Crowdis. And I just want to go on record as saying they're fantastic neighbors. So we got, you know, there are no issues from that standpoint. I was at the December 13th meeting. Just to clarify one other point, there was a letter submitted by Nick and Margie Anderson in opposition of a conditional use permit at that time. Should be in the record. P&Z should have, in fact, they acknowledged that they had a copy of that letter, so I was not the only one. So the planned additional use from the planning and zoning report that I got a copy of said that a single-family home will not be consistent with the surrounding single-family homes, with the addition being used as a nightly rental unit. That hasn't changed since December 13th. All the houses surrounding 549 Amanda are just single-family homes. In fact, every house in the neighborhood, there's one vacant lot, but only the, I think it's called Talis Properties, which is the Arps family who owns that, have a conditional use permit. There are no other conditional use permits in that whole subdivision.
So you're talking about the one on the end? The one on the end is the...
One at the very end. That's the Talis is how it's the ownership is registered with the county. But it's the Arp family. They live in Arkansas. So nothing has changed. And I don't know that the covenants had any bearing on that particular point. But the other reasons that the P&Z gave for the denial was it wouldn't be compatible with neighboring single-family homes due to the proposed site design and added traffic, as David said. Now, you know, the added traffic is an issue, you know, but, I mean, it's a problem right now. That sign, that digital sign that David has mentioned, has been up there for a long, long time. And I can tell you, people don't pay any attention to it. You know, the sign's there, you go by it 100 times a day, and nobody pays any attention to it. You know, my point is, any additional traffic along that very narrow county road, it's about 12 feet wide during most of its course, has no shoulders during most of its course. It's hilly, it's windy, and, you know, there's the Anderson families have opposed this because they have two little kids that play in their front yard right along that road, and there's also people who walk their dogs every day up and down that road, and elderly people who take their daily walks up and down that road. There's blind spots over rises. It's just a hazardous road. That's just all there is to it for anybody that's aware of that situation. Any additional rental, I believe, is just going to make things worse. So naturally, that's really all I have to say. There are to the points of the P&Z recommendation to, well, their denial. But we're just like everybody else. We bought the lot and built a house in a neighborhood that had been there for 40 years because it was a quiet neighborhood and there weren't rentals all around us, and we don't want to see it go that way. So I realize it's just personal. It's maybe not pertinent, but, you know, that's the way we feel about it. So I appreciate your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody else here tonight that would like to speak on behalf or opposing this? Okay. If not, applicant, if you'd like, you got any more statements?
I just wanted to say the county road, I measured it, and the smallest is 15 feet wide, and the widest is 17 feet. And we have had so much construction traffic from the end of the road, the Arps, and Tom's house back and forth, and we had another home build next to, across the street from us, and another home just south of my home. And we had construction trucks and cement trucks and all kinds of development people, cars and traffic and all, and it didn't seem to be a problem then getting through. And so I know it's not a wide road, but it seems to be adequate for the area.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Close it and open it up for board discussion.
Where it says the planning commissioner's motion to deny was based on the planned additional living space proposed to the single family home will not be consistent with the surrounding single family homes, with the addition being used as an item rental unit. What does the architecture of the home, am I understanding this correctly?
Poor evidence.
What does that have to do with anything?
So I had a similar thought. I said, if you were to build this, I don't know that they would deny building that. If it was a building permit, per se, if you went and built that and then came back and asked for the permit after it's already built, you can't use that as an argument, right?
wouldn't think so.
Make sense?